Now, people around here, before it was when it was a small town, you know, before the tourism came and everything, did you have restaurants or places where you could buy liquor or alcohol?
Yes.
Or
yes, they had, not that many, though. There was probably just the Elk Mountain Lodge that had, you know, dinners and stuff. And then there was one, Frank and Gals on Elk Avenue that had liquor and restaurant food.
Oh, okay. So people never, you know, made their own liquor or anything like that around here that you knew of?
Oh, way early, yes. I think there were some bootleggers, yeah.
There
were stuff.
Oh, really? Do you know what they would have made?
Well, you know, my dad was not a bootlegger, but he made wine.
Oh, really?
For his own consumption.
What did he make it out of?
Grapes.
Oh, he made grape wine. That's nice.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. But people would have, that would have been not the wine, but people, bootleggers who would make liquor, that would be illegal, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it was. You know, but what he did certainly wasn't.
Yeah,
that
no.
That was just...
Wine
like
is
if you
totally
were gonna
different.
Make something, yeah. But there were those who did bootleg. But I didn't, you know.
You don't know anything
about it. It did go on.
Right.
Let's put it there.
Okay. And let's see. Oh, and if you get together and you have a picnic or something and people bring food to it, do you have a term that you have, you know? Do you call it a certain kind of dish? Do you?
Oh.
Like if you had
yeah.
something after church, you know, and everyone brought something.
Oh yeah, if you usually you know, if there were a gathering for something like that, that everybody brings something. And there was with the Slovenians, like my parents, a nut bread petitza was really an important thing. It was a sweet bread, you know, with walnuts and stuff.
Oh, okay.
Or any other dish that they made, they'd bring.
Right.
I know, I didn't go to any of them, but my mother and dad, while I was probably very, maybe not even around some yet, they did have a lot of picnics and stuff like that.
Lovely.
Went out with friends.
Okay. And so you guys, you had chickens, but you never had, you know, you never had pigs or anything
no.
like that?
No. Just the chickens they had, that's all. I don't know if others had anything like that in town. I think... I don't really know about that. I don't think so. I think whoever had things like pigs and stuff were down in the ranches, you know, out of town.
Right. And did you guys... But you cooked in the house a lot, right?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Did you use a lot of... You said you made breads. What kind of things would you make with, like, flour or cornmeal? You know, what...
Oh, plain white bread Mom made, and wheat bread.
Wheat bread.
Oh, yeah, she did a lot of that baking. Flour, with the flour. She did a lot of stuff of her dishes.
Mm. Okay, and let's see. So you guys, did you grow corn at all?
No.
No?
Mm-hmm.
You said?
No.
And did you, now I drove more south, and I saw a lot of people had... peach orchards. Did you have anything?
Not here. You couldn't grow them.
No, not here.
Altitude is too high. You couldn't grow things like that.
But you can get them here now at the grocery store.
Oh, yeah. Buy them. And they used to have farmers coming around, you know, from Peonia or wherever, and they used to always sell home vegetables and stuff like that.